What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The punishment fit the crime. Back to Dylan Gabriel here in a moment. Tone, he has found satisfaction. They didn't get a chance to do it yesterday because we were going over just everything with the Browns. But you're satisfied with what was handed down from the NCAA, the toothless NCAA. They're gumming them there.
Look, I had made a tiger shark
on Jackass.
I think we all knew. Anybody that was paying close attention, sorry if you guys have a subscription to an Ohio State site, they were never getting a postseason ban. The NCAA is out of that business, I think. I don't think, unless you're Akron.
Put the safety back on.
Boy, that's so Jerry Tarkanian. Remember, that was his famous saying about what's going to happen if one of the Blue Bloods commits a crime or whatever. Like, oh, Cleveland State, look out. Like, they are just getting out of the business of penalizing, you know, with postseason bans. All they're going to do is do what they did.
Well,
they're
going to
limit recruiting, which is hilarious, because if anybody's following recruiting, guys aren't even making visits anymore. Like, they are like, how much can you pay me? Okay, I'm committed.
Talk to my agent. I think altogether it's what, around $40 million in fines they'll end up paying? Which, again, I think a lot of teams would pay $40 million for a national championship. The Akron situation about it, it does seem unfair. I'll just say this as an Akron alum, why I wouldn't make mention of it at all, is I hate to say it, one guy is still a coach and one guy isn't. Jim Harbaugh has moved on. And Joe Moorhead's still there. So you got to pay the fiddler while it's there. And
I do believe
that one is
Harbaugh hadn't left, I do wonder if there could have been a more substantial ban. But he had left. And the players are gone. Finally, the NCAA is doing the right thing, by the way. It's not these players' fault. And I said the same thing when Jim Tressel, when they got hampered with their NCAA investigation, same thing with Urban Meyer, same thing with Jim O'Brien on the basketball side. Like, these players, it's not their fault. So finally, the NCAA has gotten it right. It just so happens that, you know, if you're an Ohio State fan, you're like, why couldn't that have been the punishment when we were accused of all the stuff we were accused of?
Yeah, and I think, the NCAA is going to go after those who really don't have the firepower to go back. Akron football didn't have the firepower to go back. Michigan would. I think that they decided on something that was really gummy at best, not really fighting it. But again, there's the weird stink on it forever, where a Michigan fan will tout their national championship. And hey, we live in the real world, so national champions are national champions. You don't got nothing to apologize for.
We all saw it,
but you also live.
They celebrated it. We watched it.
But you hardcore Ohio State fans and Michigan fans, which I'm a part of neither fan base really. You guys all think I'm full of it. I'd be much closer to being an Ohio State fan than I would be a Michigan fan, but whatever. Lyman's got you brainwashed, of all things. Both of you fan bases live in the same world. You have to deal with being told that for the rest of your lives. And you can say it doesn't bother you. You'll still have online fights. You will still block each other and cuss each other out and show each other your text messages, and you'll still do it over this penalty. Guarantee you do. Guarantee it. I've already seen it from the, because they know I'm a neutral party. I got my Ohio State buddies. I got my Michigan buddies, and they will send them to me. And I go, yeah, you guys are living in the same world. So justice in some way, even though it's not going to be served by the NCAA, because again, it's toothless. This is as served as it gets. That, yeah, you did something wrong, but you still had to win the football games. Michigan can fight it. Ohio State can go after him. I think Ohio State fans were upset that they didn't get the book thrown at him. Sorry, guys. It was a different NCAA when Jim Tressel got in trouble. It was an NCAA that had power. It's an NCAA that had influence. It was an NCAA that wasn't being sued by Ed O'Bannon and everything else. Like, they had that power. They don't anymore. And when Michigan did it, they don't have power. You can go ahead and do it. You can go ahead and steal all the signs you want. You just better hope Ryan Day goes on to the NFL. But you won a national championship, and as far as I know, you didn't seal any signs.
I have to give Michigan credit for winning the games that Harbaugh got suspended, and once they were put on notice, I imagine the sign stealing.
Suspended on the tarmac for crying out loud.
I imagine the sign stealing was, you know, they had already been done, obviously, but, you know, they were on their P's and Q's at that point. They still won those games. So I will give Michigan credit for that. I think their penalty is and will always be that the stigma of their championship. You can't write a national championship book without the scandal, even if you're a reporter in Ann Arbor or in Detroit. You can't. If you're a Michigan alum, if you do another documentary, it's going to include Connor Stallions. It's going to include the suspension of Harbaugh. And let's face it, Michigan fans, you guys champion that. You champion overcoming the odds, even though they're odds that you produced. Like, you champion it. It's part of your story. So don't act like it's not. Don't act like the scandal isn't always going to be brought as part of it in the sign stealing. And you know what? Like we mentioned, you know, New England will always have one of their Super Bowls. Oh, the deflated footballs are always going to be brought up. The difference is they were able to come back and win more Super Bowls. You know, Michigan probably won't. We'll see. They got a great quarterback now. They do. They have a much better situation they did last year.
Does anybody think
they're winning the championship this year?
It just depends on what they want to do. They're still one of those organizations or still one of those programs that lie to themselves and want to sit there and talk about academics. Once they start to actually tell the truth to themselves, maybe they'll give themselves a chance. And I say that as a respectful thing to Ohio State, to Alabama. USC, for whatever reason, just doesn't get it. Or they just bought in on an overrated coach, one of those two things. Like, there is a part of, I can respect you. Yeah, I think Ohio State's still a really tough school to get into and a really good school. They also have an elite football program. And I'm sure that some of the guys that got in on the elite football program maybe don't have the same SAT scores as some of the other guys. I don't give a damn. You're still elite at something now, aren't you? And you still won a national championship, and those guys get paid a hell of a lot of money. And I don't care, because it's about entertainment more than it's ever been. So if Michigan still wants to lie to themselves about what type of program and institution they are, then fine, go right on ahead. Well, but you're going to eventually start losing Ohio State again, and you won't be winning national championships, and you'll put Sherrod Moore on the hot seat.
It's just part of it is, and we can't deny, like, Michigan has always, especially when they were losing, they put themselves on a pedestal. Like, we're not willing to get down in the mud like they do at Ohio State. Like, and those SEC schools and Cam Newton taking six figures, allegedly. We're not going to do that at Michigan.
You wouldn't say that if you weren't bothered by it.
But then when you do it, you can't be surprised when people throw that back at you, which is exactly what happened.
You wouldn't say that if you weren't bothered by it. That's why I love bothering SEC fans so much. It just means more. Well, apparently it doesn't mean enough because you don't have the wherewithal that the schools up north have where they've won back-to-back national championships. Hey, I love how the SEC is going to win another national championship sooner and later, but I love how much them and even their media are freaking out over the Big Ten. That was fun to get into for just a second. All right. Which show was right? Which show was wrong about Dylan Gabriel? 216.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
6474-0092. Josh and Berea, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hi, what's up, fellas? Long time no speak. But I think no one's right. I don't think we should really be doing this whole, like, oh, you guys, you know what? You're not being fair to Dylan Gabriel. You know what? You don't want to see Shador shine. Dude, guys, the Browns are going to go 5-12. Or whatever it is now with the extra game. Like, we're not going to be good. Like, just let these guys go out there and play. You know what I mean? Whenever the time comes. Because I remember, not so long ago, because Ivan made a great point. Let's stop acting like we're football guys here, okay? We like talking about it because we can't do it. You know what I mean? It's easy to be armchair quarterback.
Ken can throw a football, and he made that clear.
Some guy blocked me over it yesterday.
Over how you throw a football?
He said, I can't throw a football. And I'm like, no, I throw a football every day, which I do. And apparently that wasn't. These are weird times to be a Browns fan there, Owen. We are in trying times. Go right on ahead, Josh.
We are. So my point is, there was a guy not too long ago here, and everyone, football dudes, Lima, Ken, telling me he sucks. He's not a good quarterback. No one wants him. And I think
who
now
sucks?
We would all.
Who sucks?
Oh, Baker Mayfield. Come on. We all said it. Let's not act like we didn't say it.
He sucked his final year with the Browns, and in Carolina he sucked.
No,
yeah. He's not sucking
all
anymore.
The thing is, he doesn't suck anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Would it be nice to still have that guy and giving him a chance? So let's not do the same crap with these guys, okay? They're late-round picks. Joe Flacco's going to start. We'll see how the first 6 weeks go. But to be like, especially hearing Nick, the king of talking out of both sides of his mouth. I mean, the same guy that was okay with Baker Mayfield being pushed out of town, and as soon as Deshaun Watson looks like crap, he's like, you guys did Baker dirty. He's like, oh, no, that's not what we heard out of your mouth there, Nicky
Ooh.
Boy, back
then. Okay, getting a little too tight here, Josh. Come on.
You can call him up and yell at them. I'll give you guys credit. You at least don't talk out of both sides of your mouth.
We try not to.
Hey, I was wrong. My bad. I freaked out over mustaches. And, you know, Lima claims he's not a football guy anymore, but when Baker was in town, he had all the advanced analytics to tell you he stinks. So, you know, but at least you guys stand by it.
All right.
That's all.
Josh, thank you very much for the call. Nick does seem to be really warming up towards Shador. Nick was very skeptic towards Shador. And it seems to be changing. Of course, Shador's played well. So who am I to call out Nick? We always have, as you say, Lima, we always have the benefit of what? New information.
Yeah, just the hard part for me is there's just so very little football. We've been in camp for
I can only go on what I saw.
And there's just so little because they divided the reps. And we got, what? How much of a preseason game do we have with Shador? And that's all we got.
Almost three full quarters.
But that's just so little.
Well, more than we got from Dylan Gabriel, and then he was shooting his mouth off after halftime. So,
well, that's because the media got to him so quickly. The entertainers got to him.
I'm getting more and more bothered by that as time goes on. Just shouldn't have said it.
Like,
why did he need to say that?
Shouldn't spring football be more of a thing now with guys like this in these situations? So that we have more to see? We just had so little to see.
So now you want spring football leagues?
Something to see more. By the way, you know.
Because I just won't call that real football either.
But you know the NFL, if they could sell tickets to it.
Yes.
If they could get a TV deal for spring football for even this, to see third and fifth round draft picks in a quarterback conundrum.
Doesn't matter, though, because you're still going to get the same people saying, hey, man, all you're sitting there doing is playing against guys who are going to be delivering Instacart later. So it doesn't matter. You'll still hear that in the spring like we do in the preseason. So it ain't going to help nothing. Jim in Strongsville, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. Listen, at the end of the day, we're debating on a third-round pick and a fifth-round quarterback pick. They both look competent. That's all you can really ask for. I think the bigger takeaway from this thing, right, I don't think either of them are the future. And so I think if we're going to sit here and say, because I think some people really have a convinced, Shador Sanders, he has a one-in-a-million chance of being the future of this team. I don't think he is, maybe, but probably not. So what I would say is the biggest thing to take away from this preseason is that we've seen bad preseason football in the past. This is some of the most competent preseason football I've ever seen out of this team. And honestly, it's kind of changed my mind about Kevin Stefanski and the kind of team that he's put together and the kind of organization that he's running, because we've seen embarrassing preseason football, especially when you put rookies out there. And these guys flat out just have not looked, they haven't embarrassed themselves. They've looked fully competent. They've been good. They've been fine. What do you want? What are you going to take away from two preseason games? I'm just saying we're debating this like these guys, like we took them both in the top 10, and we didn't take them in the top 10. We took them where we took them. They're long shots at best. So let's just be happy that we have competent football.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that Shador has been treated like a first-round draft pick, and Dylan Gabriel is probably being treated like, what would you say?
By who?
By anybody talking about the differences in these QBs,
Jim,
how we are breaking down every throw,
because I think
stats
we're just talking,
in camp.
But all I've heard for the last two calls is, guys, don't talk about this. It's a sports talk show. This is what we do on a sports talk show. So you don't even want to hear it talked about now as a listener?
No, you want to hear it.
Well, that's not what the callers are saying.
I do think so.
They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear about it.
They don't
want to
hear it.
They
don't
want to
hear
about it.
They don't want to hear it.
I do think.
And we just sit there and let it go.
I do think the fact that this is fracturing the fan base during preseason.
Oh, it's mad.
I'm a little hot at not just the collars.
It is a little ridiculous.
Well, say, hey, you got a mic. Say what you want to say. Say it with your chest. Say it again.
Pay attention to what they're saying, because they're saying don't talk about it.
Yell at the callers.
They're saying don't talk about it.
Well, how are we not supposed to talk about it?
I don't want
to
yell at your boy.
Well, you do have to come
over. We're going to have Josh on
for have to formulate
5 minutes for him to finally get to his point. Guys, when you call in, have your point and ready to go.
I do think that you have
start
to
start screening better, start being better hosts. Let's go.
You do have
it's football season.
You do have to talk the depth chart. That's fine. I think it's a little weird to sit there and go after anybody who says, hey, this guy, I thought he was good. I know he was terrible. Like, nobody was terrible. Dylan Gabriel was fine. I thought Shador was a little better. I don't think you have to come on the air and lie about one to prop up the other. But I think there's a lot of that going on.
I think it's as easy as if you had to bet your house on either quarterback being successful, which quarterback would you bet on?
I mean, I wouldn't bet either. I wouldn't.
If you had to bet your house on either quarterback to be successful, which quarterback would you bet your house on?
I would go in witness protection program if and you get had out to of that bet area
your
of the
house, which one would you bet your house on?
That's my level of confidence. Be a man in and answer the question. Guys.
Anthony, which quarterback's lemonade stand would you go to?
I'm going to go wherever Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell are.
Where did they go?
I'm not here.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.